Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you all so much for being here, for listening. It is Thursday. I'm at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. It's right on Apex Drive. And this is a great place to watch a show if you have not been to a remote yet. Howie does leave for Florida on Saturday, and he will be here shortly. There's a nice big bar where you can get a drink. There's a lot of high tops. There's speakers. You can hear the show. Just a perfect place to sit down, relax, and listen to me do what I do every day, which is vent about all of the madness. So the first hour, we spent a lot of time talking about COVID, the masks, and how Democrats are really all over the place on this. You know, it's they don't even believe their own nonsense anymore. They've given up on that. Biden didn't have a mask on yesterday when he kissed Nancy Pelosi at the game. And it's all just kind of a farce at this point. But what I wanted to talk about now is something a little bit more, or actually a lot more serious, and something that should be frustrating to everyone, which is these hearings that we're seeing, this testimony from our top generals. It's an absolute disgrace what is happening. And if you did not see this story, now let me start this by saying, I understand that we live in a world where no one gets fired and no one's held accountable. I get that. I've seen it over the last few years working for Howie, that these politicians make tons of mistakes, FBI agents mess up, and nothing ever happens. You know, I never come on the air and say, get ready. You know, you're going to see him walking in an orange jumpsuit. I don't like to get people's hopes up because for the most part, people get away with it. But what happened in Afghanistan was such a disaster. And the toll of human life was so high. We lost 13 U.S. service members. I think it was over 100 Afghans died in the terrorist attack at the Kabul airport. And then 10 more people died in a righteous, using air quotes, drone strike by the Biden administration that killed 10 innocent civilians. So all around, this thing is just on a different level. It's the magnitude of how bad this was cannot be overstated. And then when you take in the fact that we're just talking about the past at this point, what happened, when you look going forward at the danger we are now in, at the state of Afghanistan, what is happening there, what's happening with the Taliban, what's happening to women in Afghanistan specifically, but also men, it's horrific. And what we have is three men who sit on Capitol Hill and pass the buck. It's like a hot potato. Nobody takes accountability. Nobody takes responsibility. Everyone says, and I've been thinking about this the last couple days. Maybe I'll write about it over this coming weekend. But there's a couple techniques that these people have. And when I say these people, I mean like these bureaucrat hacks that have failed upwards their entire lives. And here are the methods. When asked a question, you either say, you either defer to another department, which is something even Jen Psaki does. You know, if you don't want to answer the question, if you think it's going to be a bad soundbite, you say, I would defer you to the State Department. I would defer you to Homeland Security. I would defer blah, 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 blah. It's, you know, it's just pointing somewhere else. Look over there. I don't know the answer. You can ask them. That's one. Number two is my personal favorite, which is, I would like to tell you that, but it's an open investigation, and I can't jeopardize what's happening with the investigation. I would be remiss if I were to delve into detail and jeopardize the sensitive information of this investigation. That's number two. And number three, I always forget what number three is. Number three, I guess, is when they just go around in circles and don't say anything. But something interesting happened yesterday. General McKenzie admitted, and this actually might have been 2 days ago, that that righteous drone strike was his fault. Now, to give people a little bit of a catch-up here with what happened, Joe Biden looked like a complete fool after what happened in Afghanistan. And worse, he looked like a callous fool because he did an interview with George Stephanopoulos where he said he was asked about the Afghans flying off the Air Force plane, and he said that was 4 or 5 days ago. He looked like this man who was elected solely based off the fact that he cared and he felt things and he cried. He looked like a jerk on top of everything else, an incompetent jerk. So to make up for that, because the world was outraged, and you know, the mainstream media here can do the best they can to cover for him, but all of those places like in the UK, they didn't care anymore. Once this became such a problem, the stakes got pretty high, they're not going to be loyal to Joe Biden. They lose that pretty quickly, and they start going, what the hell's happening over there? So the media was, you know, honing in a little bit on Joe. The whole world was outraged, and so what they decided to do was a drone strike, a righteous drone strike. And then they told us, we killed two ISIS-K, because ISIS-K was the terrorist group that had the attack on the Kabul airport that killed 13 U.S. service members and over 100 Afghans. They said, all right, we killed two ISIS-K terrorists. And I remember this because I saw it on Twitter, like the update. But we're not going to tell you who they are. We're not going to name them. And I remember thinking to myself, if Donald Trump ever said, I killed two terrorists, but I'm not going to tell you who they are, just trust me. You don't need to know their names. Just go with it. People would be setting their hair on fire. That would never pass the smell test. But that's what Joe Biden said. He said, don't worry about it. We killed two ISIS-K terrorists. You know, everything, so everything looks good. It was a PR move. It was like, okay, I look really weak. I look really feeble. I look really insane. So let's do a righteous drone strike. Turns out that drone strike killed a guy, an aid worker, who was carrying water to someone's house and like seven kids. So this guy, General McKenzie, which shocked me, actually took the blame. Jared, do we have that flashback cut?
That strike was a mistake, and I take full responsibility for that strike. I was under no pressure from any quarter to conduct the strike. It was based on our intelligence read of the situation on the ground. While in many cases we were right with our intelligence and forestalled ISIS-K attacks, in this case we were wrong, tragically wrong.
Now, I hear that and I think, wow, okay, that's the first time in this entire hearing that anyone has said I made a mistake and I was wrong. And then yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, another story comes out. And this one really blew my mind. General Kenneth McKenzie, same guy, told the House Armed Services Committee that the offer to let U.S. forces secure the Afghan capital was made by the Taliban's political leader when the two met in Qatar. Now, I want to play this cut for you. Basically, if we had secured Kabul, we could have potentially, and of course, you're always Monday morning quarterbacking anything in politics, but I feel as though, call me crazy, we would have been in a better situation if American forces had been running that rather than, I don't know, the Taliban? Yeah, I know we gave them a list of like people to let through, aka a kill list. Oh, let all these Americans through, let all these green card holders through. And I know Joe had a lot of confidence in the Taliban because I'm telling this to the VIPs, they are still trying to assess their standing in the international community. So it makes sense that we would trust them with a list of Americans. But they give them that. And so now we're hearing that this could have been avoided. We had the opportunity. The Taliban offered us the opportunity and said, do you want to secure this area? Take a listen.
On August 28th, that the Taliban offered to allow the U.S. military to take responsibility for security in Kabul. Did you meet with Mullah Baradar to discuss such an offer?
I met with Mullah Baradar in Doha on 15 August to pass a message to him that we were withdrawing And if they attempted to disrupt that withdrawal, we would punish them severely for that.
But did he offer to allow you to have security over all of Kabul?
Not as part of that conversation, he said, well, why don't you just take security for all of Kabul? That was not why I was there. That was not my instruction. And we did not have the resources to undertake that mission.
Did you convey the offer, however, to the president?
The offer was made in the presence of the president's special representative to Afghanistan.
Do you know if the SRAP conveyed it to the president?
I don't know, but it was conveyed to my chain of command.
So who made the decision to turn down the Taliban offer to allow the U.S. military to secure Kabul and put the safety of our troops in the hands of the Taliban?
I did not consider that to be a formal offer, and it was not the reason why I was there. So I did not pursue it. So if someone actually made a decision, that would have been me.
So we don't know if it was conveyed to the president.
Pause it here. We're going to have to replay this again at some point. That's insane. Are you guys following this? This is crazy to me. He says it was not a formal offer. I'm sorry. So the leader of the Taliban, what do you want him to do? Put it in an envelope with maybe like a fancy signature? Maybe, I know it wasn't a formal offer. Apparently these people need like a lot of, you know, they need some courting here. They need a little bit more formality. Maybe he should have worn a tuxedo to the meeting and then it would have been considered. But riddle me this, formal or informal, if the Taliban says, why don't you just secure the whole area, don't you consider that? And not just consider it, don't you pass that along and really talk it over with people? And go, hey guys, you know what could maybe prevent a massive terrorist attack? If we secure the area. This is banana land. And people aren't even going to, it's not even going to make a blip on the radar. Because Joe Biden was at a baseball game last night. So let's talk about that. This is nuts. And I understand why they keep Milley. Because Milley admitted that he talked to all these authors who hate Donald Trump. He's very curious about white rage. He's a very loyal Biden soldier at this point. I also understand why they keep Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. He wore that big face shield, very woke, you know, all good. But this guy McKenzie, to me, this seems like the easiest solution. It's like this guy, first of all, admitted the drone strike was his fault, and now he's saying he didn't pass along or he didn't consider it a formal offer. Give this guy the pink slip. Am I wrong? I'm baffled by that. 844-500-4242. I'll be curious once Howie gets here to ask him. Like, am I overreacting? That sounds nuts to me. And I have to think that if you're the parent of one of these fallen soldiers or one of these fallen Marines and you hear that, I mean, you replay everything when you lose somebody. But if you hear that, I don't even know how you'd sleep again for the rest of your life, knowing that somebody made an offer that could have avoided this, but it wasn't formal enough for the Biden hacks to consider. Ooh, drives me nuts. And wait till I tell you. So they're not worried about this, you know, like all the political writers, all the blue check marks. They're not worried about the formal offers or the Kabul terrorist attack or the 13 U.S. service members. But you know what they're upset about? There was a reporter in Politico today, and she saw a family getting a tour of the Capitol without masks on. So she went right on her Twitter. She's, you know, going to save the day. Type. They're not supposed to be offering tours. And no one had a mask on. You know who the family was getting the tour? The family of fallen Sergeant Nicole G. The Gold Star family was getting a tour of the Capitol. You think maybe we could let them off the hook for no masks? Considering what they've been through? No. That's the stuff. That's the stuff that gets these people angry, that gets these people passionate. Not the 13 U.S. service members, not the Del Rio border, not any of that. What gets them feeling righteous is to say, put on your mask. It's insane. 844-500-4242. We'll be back with your calls at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Make sure you come check it out. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Follow Grace on Twitter at G_Curley.
All right, I have some very interesting updates from this congressional baseball game yesterday. No, I'm going to save those. That's a tease. But some of the still shots that are coming out of this thing doesn't look like it was very socially distanced. But joining me now, very excited about this. I've been talking about this all day. I'm at the Apex Entertainment Center in Marlboro. It's right on Apex Drive. And I'm speaking now with George, who is the director of operations at Apex. George, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, George, I had never been to Apex, and first thing I noticed right off the bat is that it's a very big space.
About 100,000 square feet of fun.
And the second thing I notice is it's spotless.
We pride ourselves on the cleanliness.
Now, let's talk about the actual facilities here, because I was kind of expecting you here, Apex Entertainment. I heard about laser tag. Very excited about that for later. You guys are laughing. Howie's going to play with me, laser tag. He's saying no. He's like, no, I like pinball, but we're going to do laser tag. But we have that to look forward to. But let's talk about, which I don't think people probably understand, you guys have a really big restaurant space.
So at full capacity, we can house 621 people, including seating on the lanes, the upstairs bar, and the downstairs. So we're one of the biggest restaurants in Massachusetts, if you think about it that way.
Now, for like a date night, what I always like to do is I like to go to a place that has a nice bar, because I like to get a cocktail.
And we have three.
And some nice TVs.
And we have 85 of them.
This is the perfect place to come. Let's talk a little bit about food. I had a cheeseburger with waffle fries. Delicious. The service is amazing.
Yep, we have some of the best talent in the industry right now. But our menu is super fun. We pride ourselves on the shareability of it. Our appetizers are big and bold. We have New England's largest pretzel. We have 2-foot-long hot dogs. We have platters of food that are just wow factors across the board. So there is something for everybody across, all facets of the menu.
And also all ages. I mean,
yep.
If you have kids and you want them to have a little bit of fun, bowl and stuff like that. But if you want to sit and just, enjoy a nice night, this is a family place, a lot of different ages, and people can come here. Now, you just talked about the big pretzel, the big hot dogs. That's all amazing. And I can't wait to try it all. But let's talk a little bit about the Awaken 180 offerings.
So that's something we're super proud of. It just launched this week. We have teamed up with Awaken 180. We are only one of two establishments that has a certified Awaken 180 menu. Paige and her team loved what we brought to the table. They came into the kitchen. They made it with us. So we got their expertise, and it is live, and you can come and enjoy all facets of Apex Entertainment literally now without the guilt. Because as much as the pretzel is delicious, the deviled eggs and our big chicken wings and our kind of health-conscious burger sliders are equally as fun and a little less caloric and more enjoyable.
Yeah, and I think you just put it really well, because sometimes people are on, a good track. They're getting healthy, and they feel like it's going to derail all their progress.
Sure.
But here at Apex, you can still stay on that same train and have a lot of fun.
And we have Awaken 180 approved cocktails, too, so you can enjoy. We have a spicy margarita made with Ghost Tequila. We have an awesome sponsorship with V1 Vodka. And if anybody knows Ty Law, he was the original the original New England lockdown corner. He's one of the best that's ever played. We're working with him now, and we have some awesome drinks. We're featuring a drink called Three Rings here to kind of go after the three Super Bowls that he won, but the drink is just it's awesome.
Speaking of Ty Law, now I could be reading this wrong, but it says Ty Law meet and greet.
Can't wait. Columbus Day weekend, that's Sunday. He'll be here during the game. He'll be making some drinks. He'll be handing out some samples and stuff like that. It is one of the best partnerships that we've started, and he's a home run individual, so it's great that we got to team up with him.
You guys always have so much going on here, whether it's the bowling alley, the laser tag, the go-kart. It's really fun for kids, but I had no idea that this is really a fun vibe for all ages. I mean, you got the restaurant, you got the bars, you got Ty Law coming in.
Yep.
You're going on all cylinders. Now, if people want to check you guys out online, do you have a website?
Yep, it's apexentertainment.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much, George, the Director of Operations at Apex. Make sure you head on down here. Howie and I will be here till 6 o'clock. Grab a drink. Grab a bite to eat. We're going to have a great time. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. We are at Apex in Marlboro having such a great time. Just a heads up, I did not have time to pump this on the other side, so we might have to wait a couple of seconds to get people on the lines. But call in now for Woke or Joke, 800-844-500-4242. If you call in now, you'll get right on the lines. We're going to do Woke or Joke. And, you know, if you guys don't want to call in, we'll just read the headlines to Howie and see if he can guess which one. He doesn't have a good track record with that. But before we get to that, I'm going to give people a chance to call in if they want to play Woke or Joke. I did want to give you a little update. I have two listeners here who came all the way from West Virginia. And when the show started, yeah, you can give them a round of applause. There you go. When the show started, I said, "Are you proud of Joe Manchin?" And they kind of looked at me like anyone would look at you with that question. We'll see. You know, it's like, let's not count our chickens. Let's just, you know, they're hesitant. And I understand that. But I have good news for you, because Joe Manchin has just been ruining the Democrats' day for the last few days, actually. He's been ruining their months. And he told us that he's hopeful that they'll reach common ground, but that he's not going to ignore the brutal fiscal reality our nation faces, which is music to my ears. But it gets even funnier, because apparently he told, I think, a reporter that if the reconciliation bill doesn't include the Hyde Amendment, quote, that's dead on arrival if that's gone, end quote. People are not going to be happy about this. AOC.
I've never been a liberal in any way, shape, or the form. There's no one has ever thought I was. I've been governor. I've been state secretary of state. I've been state legislature. I've been a U.S. senator. And I have voted pretty consistently all my whole life. I don't fault any of them who believe that they're much more progressive and much more liberal. God bless them. And all they need to do is, we have to elect more, I guess, for them to get theirs. Elect more liberals.
Yeah, and you know what? It's a good way to go about life, you know? It's like, you get what you pay for, in a sense. You know, they voted for him. People who voted for him knew what he stood for. So clearly it worked. Clearly that's what his constituents liked about him. So why would he change that now to go along with the $3.5 trillion tree equity, civilian climate corps, eliminate cow farts, electronic voting machines in union halls? Why would he do that? That's clearly not what they wanted. You shouldn't change yourself to please the people who are dying, by the way, to get him out of there. They're dying to bring in someone more progressive. And basically what he's saying at this point is, go ahead and try. Because they've been trying all over the country in a lot of different races, and you're not going to hear about them. If the progressives were winning these special elections, you'd hear about them, because it would be like a sign. It would be a real indicator of where the country is. The country's ready for free healthcare. The country's ready for free college and free pre-K and free this and free that. But because they're not winning, it's not a reflection that maybe the country's more moderate than Chris Hayes and Joy Reid would like you to believe. It's not a reflection of anything. It's just silence. You're never going to hear about it. And Joe Manchin, maybe finally, perhaps, and again, I say this, my listeners are warning me, don't jump the gun here. Don't jinx him. But maybe he's finally realized that he's got to stand by something or he'll fall for anything. Now, we do have some listeners on the line, 844-500-4242. We still have room for more, though, if you want to call up right now and play Woke or Joke. This is a good day to get on, because I was a little delayed on announcing it. Without further ado, it is time for Woke or Joke.
I started a joke.
Ha 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 ha. But the joke was on me. Oh no.
Here's how this works. We read headlines, and you have to decide, are they woke, as in they're real, they could be coming to a town near you, or are they a joke? Did Jared or Taylor make this up in the Howie Carr Radio Network studios and just, you know, see if people could fall for it? The thing I am getting nervous about, Taylor, and I'm sure you're in the studio now, is that I am afraid that we're like the Babylon Bee in the sense that we're inspiring the craziness, because sometimes we'll make up a headline and then the next week it becomes a reality.
It does happen, and it's unfortunate that it does happen. But we have to soldier on with our segment anyway.
Yeah, we apologize for that. We're not trying to make all these terrible things real. All right, so Howie has his headphones on. In case we run out of contestants, we'll go to Howie. But first, let's go to Mike from New Hampshire. You're next with the Wizard of Woke. Are you ready for your headline, Mike?
Fire away, Grace.
All right, Mike, here is your headline. Illinois school will only provide pink masks for boys who forget theirs.
I'm going to guess joke.
That is a joke. Very good.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
I didn't know. That was a good one. I wasn't sure. Did you see Taylor... Daniel Craig wore a pink blazer to the James Bond premiere.
It was like a velour kind of tracksuit thing, right?
It was cool, man. He looked handsome.
I thought he got pretty lambasted for wearing that.
Not by me. I'm a big Daniel Craig fan over here. All right, let's go to Joan. Are you ready for your headline, Joan?
Fire away, as the other guy said.
All right, Joan, here's your headline. Portland firefighters to wear bulletproof vests after rise in violent crime.
I would go that that's a woke.
That is woke. Unfortunately, that's a woke story.
All right, Joan, so hang on the line, and you'll be entered to win a VIP experience with Aviva Trattoria next Thursday. Thank you for calling in. Now, Taylor, that's pretty sad because... You said it's the fire department?
Yeah, it's the firefighters. In addition to all the other gear that they have to wear, they now have to wear bulletproof vests because within the last few years, for instance, in 2018, a man set fire to a home in Springfield, Oregon, and began shooting at firefighters. In 2019, a man stabbed a paramedic waiting at a red light during a carjacking. So bulletproof vests, part of the uniform for firefighters in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, they have to carry so much weight with all of their equipment. That's wild. All right, good job, Joan. Let's go to Steve. You're next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Steve?
I am ready to get my first win on this silly game. Here we go.
Ooh, I don't know.
Silly game. Oh, boy. All right, here is your headline, Steve. Gay flag football TV show in development will be at Gay Bowl this weekend.
I'm going to say this is woke. This is real.
It is real.
Wow! Not a joke. Not a joke.
Now flag football.
Opposite of what I thought.
That's a good way to do it. The George Costanza, if you do the opposite, you will be right. Flag football, that's when you wear the belt, right, Taylor? And then you just have to pull the flag off?
Right, exactly. And do you know what the name of the show is?
I don't.
Flags.
Very original.
You know, playful homophobia is always fun for the kids.
I was going to say, I don't like the sound of that. All right, good job, Steve. Hang on the line there. Let's go to Dave. You're next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Dave?
Yes, I am, Gracie. Go for it.
Uh-oh, okay. You called her Gracie. That's no good.
I'm coming around to that. Yes, I don't really care as much anymore, yeah.
That's my cat's name.
It's endearing. Well, yeah, I know. That's another reason
because
I don't
want
it.
Because I'm old.
Okay. All right, Dave, here's your headline. Woke, multiculturalism, and equity. Wisconsin GOP proposes banning those words from schools.
Oh, that's definitely woke.
That is woke. I would guess it's kind of
not
more
a
of
joke.
It's more of an anti-woke story, right? The GOP is trying to ban those words as part of a critical race theory being taught in Wisconsin schools.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the word equity. I've seen a lot of different think pieces and debates about this, much more into equality rather than equity. But I understand why woke multiculturalism and all these words would kind of... It's, you know, the words
it just
I would
all
want...
boils down to all white people bad.
Yes. And you know what, Taylor, I always think when I see these school committees and they're talking about all the reading material and breaking down your racial identity and your privilege, I'm like, what about math? You know, I know that sounds basic, but what about learning to read and stuff? When I was younger, I wasn't the greatest
student. Grace, math is racist.
Well, no, I know that. And by the way, 3.5 trillion equals zero, in case you haven't seen that math equation lately. But, you know, for a lot of kids, it's like, that's when you learn the basics. And if you had thrown at me, oh, now we're going to talk about your racial privilege, I would have fallen even more behind than I already was. Taylor, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Yeah, no, I completely agree. I didn't learn about any of this stuff in school. Wasn't part of my curriculum. It was just the facts, ma'am, just the facts.
And you know what, Taylor? It shows, because now look at you. You're hosting Woker Joke.
Yeah, started from the bottom. Now I'm here.
All right, Jack, are you ready for your headline?
I am, Grace.
All right, go ahead.
All right, Jack, here's your headline. TikTok app to show a trigger warning for straight-centric content.
Oh, God.
I think that's woke.
That is a joke, sir. That's a joke.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
That one even got Grace to go, oh, God, like yeah. Many of the contestants do.
Well, any of the stuff that's like a trigger warning is always kind of, I believe that it's true because I see those all the time. Like there's so many, people have so many triggers. It's hard to keep up. All right, 844-500-4242. Taylor, thank you. Taylor, do you have any extras you want to throw at Howie before we go?
Sure, we can do that.
All right, let's see. Let's see if Howie's up to date
here. I'm ready.
All right, Howie, here's your headline. Cat racism. Lab using federal grant to study why tabbies exclude uniquely colored felines.
I'm going to say that's woke.
That's a joke, sir. I thought of that 15 minutes ago.
That's not true.
It's coming soon to a pound near you.
Oh, for one. All right. Uh-oh. We'll do one or two more here. Study suggests zoos create gay animal culture.
I'm going to say woke.
That's also a joke.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm losing. I'm doing very badly in the animal category here, the animal world.
All right, should we do one more?
One more, and we'll stay with the animal theme. Kellogg's announces Tony the Tiger uses they-them pronouns. Cartoon to be voiced by RuPaul.
I'm going to say joke.
You are one and two.
Very good. Very good. All right, when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about Barack Obama. He had an interview with ABC News, and they cut it up nice, and they left out a very interesting part. Eden Pure is bringing back their famous buy one, get one free sale on their most popular product, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. With over 100,000 sold and counting, the Thunderstorm is sweeping the nation because people everywhere are raving about how well it works to get rid of odors, kill mold and mildew, and to freshen the air. It starts working in a matter of minutes, and Jared, it really does work well in our office when Howie microwaves gross
2 week old paella. Yes.
Well, the paella was delicious in the beginning, and then after a couple weeks of microwaving, it loses its oomph.
How do we know? There's still some in there.
Yeah, it's still in the fridge. Howie, I'm throwing that out today.
It's gone.
You threw it out?
Oh, he took it with him.
He had it for lunch.
No, you didn't.
He has a stomach made of steel.
It's disgusting.
But all we have to do is turn on the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, and it goes away. We can't smell it. And I've had people call in and say cat poop, whatever it might be. I'm sorry. I know people are eating right now. But all sorts of things, this Eden Pure Thunderstorm can get rid of the smell. Right now, Eden Pure is offering a BOGO to my listeners this week only. That's right, buy one, get one free. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in code word Grace BOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Grace BOGO. Hurry, these will sell out quickly, so don't delay. This offer ends Sunday, October 3rd at midnight, and shipping is free. 844-500-4242. We will be right back. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
Grace Curley. She's here for the love.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
Thank you all so much for coming out to the Apex Entertainment Center in Marlboro. We're right on Apex Drive. Howie Carr is in the building, and his show is coming up at 3. We're already having so much fun, so make sure you stop on by. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. It's a great spot to grab a drink, to grab a bite to eat, to play a little laser tag. As Howie promised we would be playing later on, we're going to play a game of laser tag. You're all invited to join. And it's just a really fun spot to hang out, so make sure you come on down to Apex in Marlboro. All right, now, whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more on how to get your property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Jared, what is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
Will the infrastructure bill pass by the end of the week?
I'm going to say, based off Manchin's latest comments, no.
25% of the audience believes it will. 75% say no.
All right, so I had just told the audience that something amazing happened. This woman, Heather Cagle from Politico, had tweeted out a picture of these people getting a tour in the House, and this is what she tweeted with it. Masks requirement in the House, tours not allowed. Yet here we are, group of 9, only 2 in masks. Now, someone replied to her, instead of immediately being a tattletale, I'm gonna add in here, a Karen. Instead of immediately being a tattletale, maybe ask some questions first. If you did, you would learn that this is the family of fallen Marine Sergeant Nicole G getting a tour from their congressman. Maybe consider taking this tweet down. So I really thought to myself, wow, that summarizes liberals pretty well. They're upset. They're more upset about the family, the Gold Star family, walking around without masks on than they are about the withdrawal from Afghanistan. But I'll do you one better. You ready for this? We've played all of this insane sound from General McKenzie, General Milley over the past couple days, admitting that while he was supposed to be, I don't know, doing his job, he was sitting down for interviews with Trump-deranged authors. And, of course, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, you know, being a woke warrior. Now, if that's not bad enough, because none of that makes any liberal upset. You know, they're cool with these people. The righteous drone strike, it's all good. Listen to this. The Marine who rescued a baby from the chaos at Kabul International Airport is under investigation by the U.S. military. You want to know why? He appeared with President Trump at a rally on Saturday. Charlie Kirk writes, Mark Milley and General McKenzie, responsible for the deaths of 13 U.S. troops, are still not under investigation. Doesn't that just tell you so much that the guy who appeared at a Trump rally and rescued a baby at the Kabul airport is under investigation? But these frauds who openly admit to sitting down with authors and talking about how and making phone calls to Chinese counterparts to warn them that they won't be attacked, they're fine. Nothing's going to happen to them. They'll probably get a raise or a promotion. You know, I'm not Matt Gaetz' biggest fan, but he had a great point the other day at these hearings when he said, you all seem very content failing up. Why wouldn't you? I mean, failing up is the way to do these things in the world of the Democrats. 844-500-4242. When we get back, we have a lot of sound, and we're going to talk a little bit more about these two bills that Joe Manchin might just put a stop to. We're at Apex in Marlboro. Come on by.